We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Last 30 minutes of the Offsides Natty pregame show here on ESPN Upstate. I am Diddy. He is Lonzo. We want to hear from you in this last 30 minutes. Get your picks, your final official picks on the national championship game. Tell us who you think wins an offensive MVP, a defensive MVP. You can also go vote on those polls at ESPN Upstate on Twitter. Give us a call, 844-477-3776. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. You can hit us up on the text line, 71307. Start that message with ESPN. As far as all the battles go in this game tonight, obviously position versus position isn't really a battle that we see on the field. The quarterbacks don't play against quarterbacks. They play against the defense. But when it comes to talking about matchups like this, you have to talk about the two quarterbacks involved in this football game because of what they've been able to do. Joe Burrow, 5,208 yards, 55 touchdowns to just 6 interceptions this year, and a Heisman Trophy winner against the man Trevor Lawrence, who has not lost in college football yet as a starter. So it's just so much going on. He's the defending national champion as well. You could throw that in there. Lots to compare between these two. But the ultimate question has to be, when you look at these teams and you look at this matchup, and we've talked about this the last couple of weeks with the poll question that Diesel had brought up when I did a show with him 2 weeks ago. If you switched them to the other team, who would you pick? Or would it make any difference? And I think most people changed who they would pick based on the quarterbacks alone switching teams. I stuck with Clemson with Joe Burrow because I think Clemson's defense is better. But I also still think that Trevor Lawrence overall is the better quarterback. And I'm sure a lot of people disagree with that. You can't say he was a better quarterback this year. Obviously, stats tell you otherwise. But overall, I still believe that Trevor Lawrence is the better quarterback, and he, again, comes into this game with the experience factor. He's been here, and not only has he been here, he won it a year ago running away. So I think that comes into play a lot. Lonzo, if you have a pick on this, Joe, obviously the Heisman, the season he's had this year has been insane, but you know, this is the 1 year we've seen this out of him. We've seen two seasons now of Trevor Lawrence just winning football games.
Trevor Lawrence definitely has the better body of work if you look at their two seasons side by side. But I think right now what's the difference is that Joe Burrow has a system that fits him better than probably the system that fits Trevor Lawrence. But talent for talent, I think they're fairly equal. It's hard to make a choice. But if I had to pick right now, I would pick Trevor Lawrence just because of 2 years versus 2 years. Yeah. I mean, if you look at them back to back. But again, it also should. I think it's better versus best situation. I don't know. I just don't think you'd go wrong either way.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, when you look at these offenses, but they're both otherworldly. They're both next level when they're rolling and they're getting everything and executing right. But again, the 2 year resume, you look at Joe Burrow last year with LSU, the 13 games, he had a 57%. 0.8% completion percentage, just 16 touchdowns to the 5 interceptions, 2,894 yards. Trevor, both years, has been far better than that throughout. Last year, as a freshman, Trevor had the 65.2% completion percentage, 3,280 yards, 30 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions. This year, obviously, the stats are leaning Joe Burrow's side, but when you combine the two seasons, they're almost neck and neck as far as statistical comparison. The one thing I think stands out is that for 2 years, Trevor has been 65.2 and 67.6 in completion percentage. He's accurate, so accurate. And last year, Joe wasn't all that accurate. This year, 77.6%. So he is supremely accurate now. So it kind of comes into play. Which games were those? Some of the games they had last year against bigger teams were a little concerning if you take that into account. And this year, you didn't quite have that as much, but there were a few times when it was a little tough for them to move the football early in a couple of the games this year, and it'll be interesting to see if that happens again, if he is able to do what he did throughout the season, bounce back and have a monster game anyway, or if Clemson's defense is swarming enough and strong enough to slow it down completely. Trevor Lawrence, though, it's insane to look at what this kid's done and still remember he's a second-year player. It's a sophomore. And he's got the national championship. He's got 6,711 yards, 66 touchdowns to just 12 interceptions at a 165.1 QB rating in two seasons. Does that put him in the conversation to be Clemson's GOAT if he wins tonight? Is it him or is it still Deshaun? And that's, I think, a question that has been asked in the past by Mark Ryan, but I think that was at the beginning of the season. So look at it now. If he wins tonight, and Clemson fans chime in on this, if Trevor wins this game, if the Clemson Tigers come out with back-to-back national championships and Trevor Lawrence in 2 years is 2-0 in natties, plus those stats I just read to you, do you think he's the GOAT, the best they've ever had at Clemson?
I believe even if he loses tonight, he's the best. I love Deshaun Watson. I really do. I just think he's the best because of, you know, Deshaun has a special place in Clemson fans' heart because he was the first one to do it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, not their first national championship, but the first for a lot of people who are Clemson fans who hadn't seen anything like this since the 80s.
Yeah.
He is the guy for them. It's a special place in their heart, and I think they will always look at him that way, even though Trevor Lawrence, stat-wise and everything else-wise, will end up being better by the time he's done.
It's almost like if it was Steve Young and Montana in reverse, right?
Yeah.
Like Steve Young got the one, but he was still Hall of Fame and still a really good player, but Montana was better, had the four, you know, and brought him to more success. Because if you look at the stats, too, comparing Deshaun and Trevor, 1 year added to what Trevor's done would equal the 3 years that Deshaun had at Clemson. And I think he would be ahead of him in every stat if he just keeps on the trend he's had so far, except for the yards. The yards for Deshaun were a little higher.
There's one more thing that you got to throw in there.
Yeah.
At least so far, Trevor hasn't lost.
He has not lost. And Deshaun did lose a few games throughout the first year. He lost a couple and obviously lost a game in the national championship season. But he had a 67.4% completion percentage in 3 years. It's basically neck and neck with Trevor at 66.4, one away. He had a 10,168 yards in the three seasons, 90 touchdowns, 32 interceptions with a 157.5 QB rating. The biggest stat of all being 1-1 in national championships. Whereas if Trevor's to win tonight, he would be 2-0. If he doesn't, he's 1-1. And I guess that's even more of an even keel between the two. So it'd be interesting to see how this, you know, next series of time goes. Next year, his third season, again, he's not sitting out. That's an asinine thing. And when he comes back, if he's able to put up a Heisman type season, he will usurp everything that Deshaun Watson did statistically, because a Heisman season will be more of along the lines of what we saw from Joe Burrow, a 5,000-yard season, and that would put him plenty over where Deshaun was at the end of his 3 years.
Well, as far as Heisman goes, coming into the season, everyone thought that that Lawrence had a good shot of being in there, and he didn't.
He didn't. He wasn't even invited. He wasn't really that close.
So the only reason why I'm pointing that out is even with as good as he's been, he could come out next year and be as good as he is this year, and someone else could come in and put up Joe Burrow numbers
and
beat him again.
Or if he comes out next year and he puts that up, now you have to say he's the GOAT, right? Because there's never been a Heisman at Clemson. He'd be the first. He'd win the Heisman. He'd have two national championships, possibly playing for a third. You got to give it to him, right?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. But again, I already give it to him.
Yeah.
And he's rocking a killer tie today. I just want to point that out. That's a nice tie.
Is that a sign? Is he going to the Carolina Panthers?
Maybe.
It's a blue tie.
He was wearing a blue suit, too. Looked like Carolina blue to me.
It's Carolina blue. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Rumors abound. Yeah, no, he's not. He's not going to sit out to go to the Panthers. But that's another thing. The other thing to think about,
too, is he may not have to sit out to go to the Panthers. I mean, you know, the Panthers may be that bad this year, and they may have a shot at him anyway.
Hey, every first season that Matt Rhule has had has been really, really bad. One win in Baylor, two wins in Temple in his first years there. So one win or two wins in Carolina.
Hey, guys, I want you to play hard, but just don't play
hard. Too hard. Yeah, don't play too hard. There's this blonde guy in Clemson. We want him here next year. So just, you know, just kind of skate through this season.
But you're getting paid. Take it easy.
You guys, millions, literally millions. I'm telling you to not try, and you're still going to make millions. But you point out, you know, that he had that rough start to the season, and because of that, he doesn't end up a Heisman Trophy contender. The thing is, if you look at the last 7 weeks of the season, if he would have been that good all year, he would have been sitting right next to Burrow, and we might have had a debate going into that game. He's been every bit as good as Joe Burrow down the stretch for Clemson. Ever since those two interceptions against Louisville, he hasn't thrown one, not one. And his numbers are all right there with Joe Burrow. So another year of stats added to all the stuff he's done already. I really think Lawrence can pass Deshaun, not even just in the minds of the Clemson fan, just in the all-time history of the school, all of that. And I do think that they'll always be the warm spot. No one's ever going to start deciding we're just going to ignore that Deshaun Watson existed if Trevor Lawrence is admittedly the better player overall. He's just going to become the new GOAT of them. Like we said, and we made the reference, it's like Steve Young came first for Clemson. They got Steve Young, who got him the one title, and then Joe Montana came, and he might bring more. And it's going to be really funny to see how many people try to tell him to sit down after this game if they win. It's just going to be nauseating to watch any of the TV, any of the radio shows. It's all going to be like, oh, he's got nothing to gain. He's got nothing to gain. And it's like, yeah, but he committed to playing 3 years. And I think that the NFL GMs might say, I don't know if I like a kid that sits out on purpose. At least Bosa had an injury to fall back on. He's nursing an injury, afraid to injure himself any further. That's fair. I can't stand any of this talk about that. We're going to take more of your calls. We're going to take your texts. We've got the Twitter poll results, and we're going to get you ready. Last segment, parting thoughts, final feelings on this national championship game before we kick you over to ESPN Radio and the live coverage of the national championship game. Clemson and LSU tonight, and we're coming back with more national championship talk next on ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Final 10 minutes of Offsides Natty pregame show here before we send you off to New Orleans and the ESPN coverage of the national championship game between the Clemson Tigers and the LSU Tigers. Go Tigers and go Tigers, right? Would that be the difference? Just regular go Tigers and then go Tigers.
Yes.
Those are the two. Okay. Yeah. So at least if you're out in public, get it right. Like, don't start yelling to go Tigers if you're a Clemson fan, because it will be all confused. I did see that there's a prop bet. Pants brought it up last week, and I heard it, that there's a prop bet of over under 3.5 times they say Tigers. And part of me thinks that's asinine that it's so low. But the other part of me is like, yeah, because you got to catch yourself and not say Tigers, because no one's going to know who you're talking about.
Are we talking about TV broadcast?
Yeah,
or
the
radio
TV broadcast? The TV broadcast.
Okay.
The main ESPN, not one of the other 21, the main ESPN.
Okay, because radio broadcast, they're going to drop more than three, yeah, for sure.
I still think if it's the full broadcast in the pregame show, they will say Clemson Tigers and LSU Tigers way more than 3.5 times.
Who's calling the game on TV?
It's the ESPN crew. Is it Tessitore? And that's a good question.
Yeah.
I did not look that up. By the way, I did look up the refs. The Pac-12 officiating crew will be led by head referee Chris Cody, who will be on the field for the national championship game. So it's just picked.
Did you say Chris Cody?
Chris Cody.
Okay. Isn't he like on the Lebatard show?
Yeah, it's not that one. Okay. That would be funny, though, if he snuck his way into being the head official. He is. And they have his son, too. Yeah, and they're on there. Chris, it's C-O-Y-T-E. It's Cody, right? Or Coity?
Yeah, I believe so.
Coity.
Right.
Coity. Yeah, so yeah, he's the head. It's a Pac-12 officiating crew, so nobody can say Homer juice for the ACC or the SEC. Pac-12 hates you both equally because they never get invited to the party. Fair enough, though. They probably don't always deserve to be invited to the party. But as we close in on the game, the big matchup, the national championship game, the granddaddy of them all, if you will. We did have the three polls. They've gone final. Your pick, the ESPN Upstate Offsides listener for offensive MVP tonight, Trevor Lawrence, 38% of the vote, 31% to Joe Burrow, 31% as well to Travis Etienne. Shocker. Number two, who wins the defensive MVP tonight? 81% of you sticking with ride or die with your man, Isaiah Simmons. I agree. If Clemson wins, it will be him. If they lose, I think it'll be Grant Delpit. National championship game, Natty pregame Twitter poll number three, taking your fandom out of it, which some of you might have and some of you might not have. Who do you truly feel wins the national championship tonight? 65% of our listeners said Clemson. 35.
Wait.
For LSU.
65? That's kind of low.
That's lower. See, I told
you. Low.
It was like an 89-11, 90-10 split 2 weeks ago. I think people's opinions have changed as time went on. We heard even Mark Ryan's opinion apparently changed as time went on. So I think somebody, you know, might have gotten into their head, or they were nice enough to actually heed the question and that said, okay, I will take off my Clemson glasses and think of this game a little bit different. And maybe I'm a little worried. And I mean, maybe you should be. They're both of these teams are fantastic. And I can't wait for this game. I'm still saying I pray to God it is exactly like we saw the USC-Texas game with Vince Young. That's still easily my favorite national championship game I've ever watched.
Not me. I want to see a blowout. I do. I want to see LSU win by a blowout. You're asking what you're saying what you want to see. This is what I want to see.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what I'm going to see, but I want to see an LSU blowout.
That's fair.
I want to see an LSU Clemson score like the Kansas City Houston score.
So you want LSU to go down 24-0 and then score 41 unanswered?
Oh, yeah. That
would be awesome, actually.
What would that say about the defense?
If that's the way it ends up being a blowout, that would be fun.
Because think of how much social media would be going nuts with all the arrogance, and then suddenly they would disappear, and then no longer it would be like a ghost town on social media, because they kind of disappear when their team starts to get behind. So it'll be worth it for that, just to watch them disappear.
Yeah, that's fair. I can understand your point of view.
And I'm clearly speaking from a fan standpoint, and or in this case, a fan against, which you don't agree with, but I don't care. And I am a fan against Clemson fans. So, but as far as the game goes, I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think.
I do as well. And again, we're claiming what we want to have happen. He wants the blowout. I want the LSU USC Texas type game. We both made our picks. He picked LSU on Friday. You're sticking with that as we have a few minutes
left. You know what? I'm not wishy-washy like some people.
No flip-flops.
Waffles. I make my picks and I just stick with it. You know, the only time I really think it's excusable is if there's a major injury or something like that. Mm-hmm. Then I think it's allowable. And even then, it's a little iffy. I think you make your bed, you lie in it, all that stuff. So, yeah, I'm going with LSU.
We don't do politics. There's no waffling here. That's down the hall. We stick with what we say.
Well, we down the hall don't waffle either.
No,
anyway.
But they talk about the waffling down
the hall.
Yes,
we do.
We stay strong here.
Now what waffles, don't you?
Oh, my God, right? Waffles sound so good.
Strawberries on them.
Maybe that's a good celebration or a good drowning in sorrow for the girlfriend if it goes either way tonight.
There you go.
Get some waffles.
Either way, you get waffles.
Either way I win. That's how I win tonight. right. But we were talking in a break a couple minutes ago about superstitions, and I'm interested to get all of your opinions, too. Hit us up on Twitter, at ESPN Upstate, on the text line, 71307. Start that message with ESPN, or give us a call, 844-477-3776. We want to hear your sports superstitions, because I expected Lonzo, as a fan, to be the same style of fan I am. And I am the most superstitious fan in the world. And I'm wondering if Clemson fans are like me. On a winning streak, I can't wash my jersey, which for you guys would be real tough right now. It might be real rank. But you know what? I've never had to deal with a 29-straight game winning streak. But I have those kinds of things. If my team's losing at halftime, I might have to change my shirt, change my jersey, maybe change a seat with somebody else to just change the magic, change the aura of the room. Lonzo doesn't do that, and I'm kind of shocked about it, because I think yesterday would have been the perfect day to work out your superstitions with Kansas City going down so early. So Clemson fans, maybe if you guys have some, let us know what they are. Real quick, let's get to the line. Jessica wants to talk about the Natty. Jessica, welcome into the Offsides Natty pregame show.
Hey.
Hey.
I hope the LSU kicks Clemson in the summer 2021. I want to see them lose,
yep,
so I can laugh my butt off.
All right. Thank you for the call, Jessica. We appreciate it. Hey, and we want you to tell us what you want. I do a segment as much as I can called Homer Time. You guys are allowed to always be homers. I don't care. You can call us on it, and that's fine. I try to do both. I try to tell you when I'm being a professional and when I'm being a homer. So I love the homer takes as well. Sometimes you got to get it out. Can't hold that stuff in, man. You just want to let it loose. Jessica wanted to let it loose. She's got LSU, and she hopes they whoop them into 2021. Oh, man, that'd be a long kick. That's a 70-yarder at least,
I'm
right?
I'm good with that. You can whip them back into the 1990s when they weren't that good. Do that.
Absolutely. We got a text on the line. Good show, guys. I'm a Michigan fan, but tonight I'm going for Clemson. All right. 35-32, I think, is what he means by that.
As a Buckeye fan, I'm not surprised that Michigan would go with Clemson.
I think he just wants to go against you. He's like, oh, the Ohio State fan picked LSU. Go Clemson.
Well, you know, Herb Street's the biggest homer for Clemson, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know about that.
And he's Ohio State guy. Yeah. So it kind of defeats that purpose. But we were talking about
superstition. He does have his sons playing on the team, so I guess.
Yeah, he does. That's fair. You gotta go with your kids. You got to support your kids. And that's why sometimes cars have both stickers on them, Mark Ryan. But anyway. When you're talking about superstition, so you wouldn't do any of the things I talked to you about. You change your jersey if the game's going badly. You don't keep from washing your jersey on a winning streak.
No. No, I don't. I just
give lucky socks.
No, I do not have lucky.
Is
anything.
There a special cup you have to drink your drink out of?
Whatever's available.
Not a special seat? Do you have a lazy boy or a recliner that you have to be in that seat for the game?
No.
Oh, wow. I can't get you on anything superstitious. Somebody says that he doesn't like Booger McFarland, and that's mean. I think Booger McFarland's a great person who sometimes says really dumb things on TV. But anyway, he's not on the game tonight, so it doesn't matter. I'm one of those really superstitious fans. I'm one of the most superstitious fans there are. Like, I have to do all of those things because, like, I feel like I have some kind of power. I know I don't. I know it's dumb. I know it's completely buffoonish to think you have an impact.
If it makes you feel better, yeah, then go ahead and do it.
It eases my anxiety as a fan, I think is what it is. And it's to the point of I have literally gone to bed because a team is stinking it up. And I'm just like, you know what? Sleepy time miracle. If I don't watch, they'll win. And it worked. It's worked multiple times. David Ortiz, the grand slam to come back and beat the Detroit Tigers in the ALCS. I was in sleep. I was doing a 6 a.m. talk show. I had to wake up at 4 a.m. Baseball games in the playoffs go until 1 a.m. So at midnight, when it was 5-1 Tigers and the Red Sox couldn't even get the bat off their shoulder to swing it, I decided I'm done with this. And I went to sleep, and the Red Sox came back and won. Sleepy time miracle. It happened with the Patriots against the Saints. The beignets for everyone that Scott Zolak had. All of that stuff. So I love that stuff, and I applaud the Kansas City fan who left Arrowhead on Saturday, or Sunday, yesterday. He left Arrowhead when they were down 24-0 because he said, it's my fault. I did this. I got to go. And the rest was history. The Chiefs win. Applause to you, sir. That was the Offsides Natty pregame show. Lonzo, thank you for joining me today. I am Diddy. The national championship game is coming your way right here on ESPN Upstate. The LSU Tigers, the Clemson Tigers, Dabo Swinney, Coach O, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence. Stick around. We'll be back with you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.